the first time in almost a year, the rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas have held talks aimed at reconciliation. The discussions took place in Egypt on the sidelines of meetings to try to cement a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. While tensions between Fatah and Hamas increased during Israel's three-week assault on Gaza, analysts say both sides privately recognise the need for some kind of unity government. Barbara Miller has our report.
There's been no word from Hamas on talks with Fatah, but a Fatah official in Cairo, Azim Al-Ahmed, told reporters the two sides had met.
We, as Fatah, started meetings with the Hamas delegation that is here today, and I had a meeting with one of the Hamas leaders, a very long meeting, to make the Palestinian dialogue easier.
Hamas defeated Fatah in parliamentary elections in 2006 and later became the senior partner in a national unity government. But that broke down after Hamas seized control of Gaza a year and a half ago. And it's 10 months since the two sides last held talks. Azim Al-Ahmed says the time has come for reconciliation.
The time has come to bring an end to divisions and to speak in the language of understanding that is completely different from what existed before the Israeli aggression on Gaza.
Israel's three-week assault on Gaza appeared on the surface to deepen the rift between the Palestinian factions.
Fatah have accused Hamas of basically being responsible for bringing on the Israeli attack on Gaza. Hamas have accused Fatah, meanwhile, of being virtually complicit in the Israeli assault.
But Anthony Bubalo, the director of the West Asia program at the Lowy Institute, says privately the two sides acknowledge they need one another.
Fatah knows that it's not going to be able to restore any kind of political foothold in Gaza on its own, that it would have to. The only way it really can do this is through some kind of unity government framework. Likewise, Hamas needs Fatah's international connections to facilitate the rebuilding and reconstruction effort that has to take place in Gaza and has to take place very quickly.
Do you think then we may see some real steps towards a unity government being formed in the near future?
Look, I think it's heading in that direction, but there are a number of obstacles that will have to be overcome. Firstly, Hamas and Fatah have virtually been at war with each other these many months. And Hamas, for example, will demand that Fatah, which is basically controlling the West Bank, stops closing Hamas institutions and arresting Hamas figures in the West Bank. And likewise, Fatah will demand the same kind of repressive measures that Hamas is taking in Gaza against its people there are also eased. So that's one kind of set of issues. A second and bigger set of issues is what, you know, the next few months in Gaza will be about, is who will win the fight to reconstruct Gaza. Hamas haven't made it clear publicly that they want any kind of international assistance for Gaza channeled through it and its authority. But it's going to be very, very difficult for Hamas to achieve that. So that's the second set of issues.
Hamas rejects suggestions that it's a terrorist organisation. Ghazi Hamad is the former spokesman for the movement.
The boycott, the isolation of Hamas is not the solution. The best solution is to open dialogue with Hamas, to talk to these people. We are not radicals. We are not extremists. I think we are a Palestinian movement. We want to achieve kind of respect and dignity for our people.
But Israel and the US refused to negotiate with Hamas. Anthony Bubalo from the Lowy Institute says that might change if a national unity government were formed.
You've got Israeli elections coming up and no one will want to, at least publicly, be giving any indication of a willingness to deal with Hamas in any way. Having said that, from a practical perspective, there is a need to deal with some central authority in Gaza. Both Israel and the US will certainly be reluctant that it be Hamas on its own, but a Hamas-Fatah unity government might provide enough of a political fudge to serve their purposes. A least worst option.
Fatah says both sides will now consult their leadership about continuing the talks.
Barbara Miller reporting.